Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Calisthenics Bodybuilding Podcast. I like to talk about strength training, muscular endurance, also supplementation. Throw that in there as well. Strength training, based on a calisthenics basis, calisthenics standpoint, can take a pull-ups or, assisted wall handstand push-ups, Suedo push-ups or Suedo planche push-ups, if you will, on the ground, because full planche is like, it's a move that I don't really practice very much. Suedo planche push-ups are definitely practice, because as I said, I'm a bodybuilder as well, but it's mainly calisthenic based training. You can make very significant gains off of calisthenics training as a bodybuilder. You know, I like to try to not even try, but show that it works and that you do make the gains off of it, depending on the exercises that you use. What your body reacts to, how your body reacts to the exercises, how your body reacts to the diet that you're eating. A lot of people need to understand that the foods that you eat, the training that you do, and how your body reacts. Now, as I was going into strength training, you have to do the hard moves, in my opinion, because I know there's a lot of people, other people that may have a different opinion on this, but in my opinion, you need to have to do the hard moves in order to put on muscle size. And what I mean by the hard moves is I'm talking about like archer ring pull-ups and typewriter ring pull-ups, you know, archer pull-ups on the bar. Now, let me go on the rings for a moment here, because I do a lot of ring training. I have a pull-up bar with two sets of rings attached. I have a set of rings for the pull-ups, and I had a set of rings for the push-ups down closer to the floor. Now, I started off with the pull-up bar, and this is almost 2.5 years ago. I bought the pull-up bar and a set of rings. So I had the set of rings, as I said, let me get in the ring training. I trained with rings at my gym, because my gym is one of the only gyms in the area that had gymnastic rings, you know, attached to the cage with the monkey bars going across and all around the cage. You know, you can do all kinds of other Olympic lifting there, or powerlifting, if you will. They have a heavy bag attached to it. I like those things. You know, they had the battle ropes, and they had a few TRXs also attached to it. Now, the hard moves, you know, Suedo planche push-ups, Suedo ring push-ups. You can do the same moves that you can do on the ground that you can do on rings. But, of course, rings are going to be more challenging, because you're more suspended and you don't have more control. This forces the muscle to go into, I believe, a muscle-building mode, even as well as conditioning as well, depending on the exercise that you're doing. And form is an absolute must. Every move can be learned over time. You know, strength is going to come along, but you should never stop doing the basics. Even if you mastered the basics, even if you're really great at the basics, the basics are something that should never be discarded. It should never be done here and there once in a while, you know, to focus on more of a style and display of moves, like the muscle up for one, or 360 muscle up, or you know, all other types of move, like flythenics. Let me throw flythenics into there, because it's so many different genres with calisthenics. That's what makes it so great. There's so many different genres, but at the same time, a lot of injuries may come along with it if you're not careful. There's muscle building genres when it comes to calisthenics. You know, you got your strength moves, you got your flyathletics, as I said before, you got conditioning when it comes to calisthenics. But all calisthenics, I believe, in one way or another, in its own right, has a way of building muscle and putting on some size. As I said before, it all depends on how you do the exercise. Now, sorry, I keep getting off track here with the strength training, but I go into a lot of detail with it. Front lever raises is another one, of course, you can do on the rings. More challenging because the rings are moving. A lot more easier on the bar because you're more stabilized. Front lever raises with your knees bent. I call it a modified front lever raise, depending on space that's available. You know, a small limited space, because you know, you can only go so far down when you have a pull up bar at home. You know, in the doorway, and you want to have your legs forward, so you're doing about 3/4 front lever raise. So you're starting almost a quarter of the way up and going that way. So it's no momentum used, it's all strength. No momentum. You know, I have a saying that momentum has no place here. You know, it's a lot of strength. As I said, strength is going to come later on with it. Now, another good strength move is assisted wall handstand push-ups. You get into that handstand push-up position, I'm talking about all that weight's pretty much on you. Now, in a strength standpoint, for me, I do 5 reps at a time. 5-6 is like a maybe, because 5 reps, I'm talking about, we're doing like strict reps here. You know, we're not going for just for reps. There's a difference, in my opinion, between strength reps and then just for reps. And what I mean by strength reps, we're going for 5 to 6 reps. Whereas just for reps, you're trying to shoot for like a good 20 reps unbroken, you know, and just in one set. And that could be in pull-ups. That can be in assisted wall handstand push-ups. That can be in swaddle push-ups. You know, of course, just regular push-ups. You could shoot for a set of 50 and beyond. You know, for me, I can get a push-up about a second. You know, get at least 64 push-ups in a minute. But I mean, we're going like a push-up almost a second. You're pretty much beating the clock before that 1 minute. Kind of is more of a muscular endurance to see where you are when it comes to endurance versus stamina, to where you're doing more strength exercises, strict reps. That's like doing a good strict set of pull-ups for 10, you know, with no momentum at all core strength, you know, no swinging, no kipping. I'm talking about just body straight, even L-sit pull-ups. Let's take it even a step further, because doing L-sit pull-ups, there's no cheating at all. You know, that's what I like about L-sit pull-ups. You're doing L-sit pull-ups, it's all about strength right there. Upper body, the core is completely contracted, even with regular pull-ups. I'm not too much of a fan of pull-ups with the legs bent. You know, I think it takes away from more of the difficulty factor. But I say that's more for not even a beginner. I mean, hell, even the best calisthenic guy will have his day. You know, to where the knees may have to be bent a little bit based on how strong they are that day. But, you know, I mean, you just want to try to get it as best you can. And I have another modified position. It's almost like a seated position. You know, your knees are raised to where you're sitting down, you know, or you can have your knees raised and your legs almost crossed in the front of you, you know, as like you're sitting down reading a book or something, you know, with your legs crossed, you know, in the seated position. That's even another way to where you can't cheat or use the hips or use the legs to try to kip at all. You know, another good strength move right there is L-sit pull-up. you know, strict reps to 10 strict reps, you know, even more than that. Then we're going into muscular endurance when you get past at least 12 reps. You know, you get the 4 to 5 reps, you're going into strength. You know, 6 to 10 reps, you know, we're going for muscle building there. You know, some people's other opinion may be different. You know, 8 to 10 reps, or even 8 to 12 reps will be muscle building, you know, in the calisthenic standpoint. The studies are always changing, so it's always by trial and error. It's all about how your body reacts to whatever rep range you're doing. Then the added body weight that you're putting on also with the training and then the diet. Because the more harder training you're doing, the more denser your body's going to get. For me, I only eat twice a day. Maybe a small snack in between. And what I mean by like a small snack, I'm talking about like a butterscotch crimpet or a Snickers bar or something like that. Something in between to where you may need a little bit of extra sugar. But for me, it's twice a day. And this could be between 6.5 hours apart. You know, even up to 7 hours sometimes. Depending on what you're eating. Because, I mean, not all the time. You're not going to have an appetite to eat all the time. You know, and your body can only take in so much food. So, I mean, that's something that you don't want to force in. But muscular endurance. You know, getting a good 20 reps on the pull-up bar unbroken. You know, getting those last 2 to 3 reps in. You know, just barely getting them in. So when we're going for muscular endurance here, the strict reps, the form is always going to be a major factor in everything. And that intertwines with the muscle building. That intertwines with, you know, gaining some mass. As I kind of goes in hand with the muscle building. But the form is going to go a little bit. You know, muscular endurance is kind of a test to see where you are when it comes to, like I said, muscular endurance, to see how long your body can last through the reps, how long your body can last through the pain. Because when you're going for a good 20 reps, your mind is not focused on strict form at that point. Of course, you're going to get up there and your form is going to be good. But you're not going for slow, strict reps. You're going for full reps, full range of motion. Your form is going to be great. But at some point in time when fatigue kicks in, everyone knows this, when fatigue kicks in, then you're going to start kipping a little bit. It may not even get to that point. Because at the time when you're doing those reps, your mind is one good thing to do is focus your mind on that set number. Set your mind on that number 20. You know, and if you get to rep 17, you know, and then there's a point in time where you're like, you know, there's a lapse or like a rift or something, you know, when you get to like rep 16 and then you hit 17 and all of a sudden like the body just like starts losing momentum, and then you're fighting to get those last 2 to 3 reps in. Sometimes you may get the rep 19 and just you try to get that last 20. If you don't get the 20 that day, hey, you know, there's another time. But that's like something you would try to do like maybe twice a month. That's something I would try to do twice a month. Is like it's another form of maxing out on your reps. And 20 reps is always a challenge, you know, especially on pull-ups. Even assisted handstand push-ups, depending on which way you're facing. So if your back's facing the wall, I'm going to try to go for those 20. Because going the other direction, you're gonna gas out a little bit faster. Depending on what's going on, maybe not always in that way. Depending on which side you're stronger in. I believe either side is, you know, is very challenging. You know, you can get a good 20 reps. I almost got 21 reps. I got the 20 reps and went for 21. Couldn't get it. Because my mind was so focused on the number 20 that I lost count in there. And then I rewatched the video because I record record the sets and see how the form is, see how many reps I'm getting. And I got the 20, because I'm here thinking I got 19. I said, man, I missed a rep, you know. And then I got 20, and I said, wow, it went for 21, didn't get it. I was pretty amazed. But it's something that you don't want to do constantly, because you're gonna gas yourself out. It's something that you have to keep building. You know, as I said before, like trying to get 20 reps on pull-ups is, everybody has their days. You're not going to always get it. You know, it's something that maxing is, there's, like I said, there's so many different ways in calisthenics, like maxing out, just strength training, or, you know, skill training. There's so many different things in calisthenics that makes it so great, like I said before. Strength training, to add again, another good strength training move is ring archer flies. Ring archer push-ups, I'm sorry. But ring flies is another good move. Iron cross, you know, arms through the straps, through the ring, still very challenging. Try to hold it for at least 15 seconds, up to 20 if you can. You know, it's tough. It's very tough just trying to, like, get to that point. But it can be done. It's just you got to do the hard moves. Ring, dip ring flies. Get in the position of the dip. At the top position, start doing flies that way. You know, so many different variations, you know, the strength training. But I do believe, in my opinion, that you have to do the hard moves in order to put on the muscle size. Like, you can put on muscle size with the basics. Let's not forget that. The basics are always going to be the foundation of pretty much any training program. You know, any training, the basics are always going to be number one. Never get rid of the basics. Supplementation. Supplementation for me, magnesium, zinc. Have a test booster in there with B vitamins. Zinc is in there as well. Magnesium. You want to look for that in a booster, test booster, you know. Look for those ingredients, or you can just get the ingredients by itself, but then you got all the other ingredients that you know, you read about, that's in a good test booster. Like I said, magnesium, zinc, I take those two, sometimes before bed. Magnesium to, help relax the body, helps build strength. Zinc, immune system, you know, helps with test levels. Also, vitamin C. Take that also before bed. Take that too for immune system as well. Amino acids. I take branched chain amino acids. Now, I know there's more than one type of branched chain amino acids out there. There's ones that make you hold water, and there's ones that don't. I like to take the ones that don't make you hold water, because I like to try to stay in a not in a competition state, if you will, but I like to stay in a lean, you know, with some size to kind of see where the training is going, where the diet is going, how much water you actually holding. Because if you're, I only take the amino acids maybe a couple of times a week. Creatine, I take once every week and a half. You know, I don't take creatine multiple times in the week. I just take it a week and a half up to 2 weeks. Because, of course, we all know that the creatine makes you hold water. I don't like to take too much of anything like that, you know, for the water content, because you always want to keep an eye on the physique and how it's progressing, you know. Creatine is always good. Amino acids is always good. Multivitamin, multi-packs. I take a lot of multi-packs. when it comes to multivitamins, take the GNC Amp Series, the Rip Pack. Take that here and there once in a while. I take the VitaPack from AllMax. Very good, very good vitamin pack. Really good for recovery, for muscular strength, muscular endurance. Really helps you out. I have to get some more soon. That's one VitaPack that I usually start to take just throughout the year. You know, it's a really good VitaPack. VitaPacks are really good to have for, especially if you're really heavy in the fitness. Whether it's calisthenics, bodybuilding, you know, any kind of martial art or anything like that. You know, especially if you're very active every day. I'm pretty much in a no days off mindset. Every day there's some type of training going on, so I'm training like every day. Whether it's stretching, posing for bodybuilding, I'm training all the time. You know, some days it may feel like it's catching up to you, but most of the time it's in the mind. You're just a little exhausted probably from the day, but training goes down all the time. You know, even if it's just like a couple of sets of something, but it's mainly strength training. It's not really the basics, because the basics can be done any time of the week, but I'm doing a lot of just strength training exercises, you know, and it's just a couple of sets to see where your strength is, I'm really big on seeing where the core strength is. Very important, very important. And legs, people, you can keep legs for bodybuilding, even in competing on stage with bodyweight exercises, calisthenics. I'm proving it right now. I'm living proof of it. Try to give people hope that it can be done, it can be achieved, even right now as we're, as the country slowly opening back up, you know, within this 3 months time. Even before that, I was doing a lot of body weight exercises for the legs, hitting weights for the legs here and there also, you know, mixing it up, but ever since the whole, you know, quarantine is ending, like it's still in effect. The legs still look great. You know, got the teardrops in, you got the lines, you got the conditioning going into the legs. It can be done. It can be done. For anyone who thinks that it can't be done, it can be done. You know, don't think of calisthenics as a warm-up or a finisher move. Like, calisthenics is training. 100% training. You know, you can build size, you can get conditioning, you can compete, you can do pretty much anything, you know, sports wise, with just body weight calisthenics. Is all how you do the training, you know. So I want to end off with that. Don't forget trial and error with any training you do. Especially with diet, I'm still on the 50-50. If you listen to my other episodes on the podcast, you know that I'm a 50-50 guy. I'm not a 70-30 or 80-20 person. Even I'm hearing as close as 90-10. I think it's a little ridiculous, but everybody has their opinions on how they approach something. But during the quarantine, throughout most of the world, I've been seeing that, you know, a lot of people trying to train, you know, the diet. Listen, as I said before, 50-50, you know, don't bring up certain things because it's convenient, you know, keep it 100, you know, with all kinds of training and diet, keep it 100. I'm going to end off with that. Everyone, take it easy, be safe. Go hard, train hard. Peace.